You know, when I was a new parent years ago, I used to think this is the way you get your kids to go to sleep at night. You guys get in there and go to sleep now. There'll be big trouble around here. And I'd have a stern, angry face. And I mean it. And don't be rolling your eyeballs at me like that. I'll give you something to roll your eyes. One night I had a friend in the house and he said, Jim, tell me. He said, you ever master the art of putting yourself to sleep? And I said, no, why? He said, curious, how come you think you're so great you can put other people to sleep? And he said, I want to know how a kid's supposed to go to sleep while you're screaming at him like that. And I was starting to get pretty embarrassed. And he said, I'll tell you the secret, Jim. He said, I've raised a lot of kids and I discovered it all on my own that it takes far less energy to wake a kid up than it does to put him to sleep. So save up all your energy for waking him up. And then he said, come to think of it, with the amount of energy you're using tonight, I think you could wake up 5,000 kids tomorrow, no sweat. Well, by then, I'm getting really embarrassed. I went to my kids, I put out my hand, and I said, I've got to apologize. I've been doing all your thinking for you. I tell you when to get up, when to go to bed, when to get a drink, when to go to the bathroom, when to eat, when to study. I've got to start letting you do your own thinking. So why don't we start with bedtime? Would that be okay? And how about I never hassle you about when to go to sleep after this, okay? Does that feel good? There's a catch. You got to remember two simple little rules. Think you could handle that? Okay. Rule number one, 8 o'clock on at night, that's surely my private time. Don't want to see you, don't want to hear you, but I want you to feel free to be awake, okay? And rule number two, we get up at 6 o'clock. So why don't we just see you at 6 o'clock? Have a nice evening. Give them a kiss and we're on our way. Hey, that was great. You know, that's the first night that they didn't need 37 drinks of water. Oh, it used to irritate me. I'd hear, Daddy, 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 and I would go into the room thinking there was something wrong, and I would hear, 2 small waters, please. Ooh. We make sacrifices for the kids all day long. Why can't they give us a little free time, right? Well, they always had to have 12 trips to the bathroom. They had to remember all the atrocities that happened at school. But not this night. This night they were in their room. I don't know what they were doing. The light was on. At 10:30, they're still not asleep. I said, they're not learning. My friend says, they'll learn. Let them learn from experience. Don't go talk to them. He said, be a good example for them. So I went up there, I bit my tongue, and I went up and I said to the kids, look, if I stay up any later tonight, I'm going to be grouchy tomorrow, and I'm sure you wouldn't want that. So I'm going to bed. See you in the morning. Nice kiss. Went to bed. Woke up at 6 o'clock. Their light is still on. One kid is sleeping in his clothes. But my friend was right. Guess how much energy it took to turn on 2 radios really loud. Laugh and joke out in the hall. Plug in the washer and the dryer out there in the hall, too. Practice my trombone. No problem getting them up. But, see, he was right. He was right about that, but we learned something far more important. We learned that morning that we had actually been stealing from our own kids. Stealing these wonderful opportunities to grow and to learn, because that morning, staggering around the house, we have these bleary-eyed little kids. Can't go to school today. Sick. Too tired. Now, I had a new trick for them this morning because the old gentleman taught it to me the last night. But first of all, I don't think you'd even appreciate it unless you knew my old technique, the one I learned from my dad, who learned it from his dad, who learned it from his dad, who brought it over from Ireland. Now, it never worked, but I never gave up on it. And this is the old technique. Sure, you're tired. What do you think? I try to tell you these things, but you're so smart, you know all the answers. Never listen to a thing I tell you. In one ear, right out the other ear. Why don't you ever pay attention? What is the matter? You pay attention once in a while, listen, you don't have to be tired, and you're going to go to school and you're going to like it, and don't you be rolling your eyes. Get that look off your face. Give me that attitude. Well, that was the old technique. Anger, lectures, threats, intimidation, right? The new technique, equal parts of consequence and sorrow. If the kid is going to learn anything, he's got to live with his bad decision, right? But what makes it work? Sorrow. And it sounds like, oh yeah, that's what happens to me when I stay up too late. Boy, I bet it's going to be a long day at school, huh? Bet you'll be anxious to get home this afternoon, huh? Well, you have a good day anyway. Make the best of it. We'll see you when you get home. Give them a kiss. Wouldn't you think your kids would love you for that? Wouldn't you think they'd say, hey, Dad, you're getting better. A little practice, you're getting better. Doesn't work that way. I heard what those kids said. Going out the front door, one of those kids says, this stuff sucks. But at 3:30 that day, the bus pulls up in front. We get to watch little Charlie, 6 and a half years of age, staggering from the bus to his bed. Sleeping crossways across his bed all afternoon. Didn't even bother to take off his baseball cap. It's jammed down over his face like this. His big heavy jacket is still on. Still sound asleep at 6 o'clock. And I am such a slow learner. Do you know that I actually went in there and woke him up and made him eat his dinner because I knew how important nutrition is? Now that is about as stupid as somebody who would ground an angry, belligerent teenager for the whole weekend so we can have him around there to look at him and listen to him for the whole weekend. I'll tell you, if I was going to ground my teenager, I'd say, man, you're grounded to McDonald's. That's it. You stay there. But I did it. I woke this little kid up, and I made him eat his dinner, and he kept nodding off in his plate. But before the meal was over, he said the most intelligent thing I'd ever heard him say in his entire life. I think I'll go to bed early. But hey, finally learned the lesson, huh? When did he finally learn the lesson? When Dad finally gave up on all the lectures and the threats and the intimidation and balanced it out with equal parts of consequence and sorrow.